We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
Of the Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to the Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Today's already starting off strange.
Why is that?
Because somebody just said to me, Charlamagne, you got to say it to me. Say, shut the F up, honky. As if I'm going to fall for that trap, all right? Some random white man just asked you to say that early in the morning. They probably got a wire on.
Well, yeah, Steven, the white demon, asked Charlamagne to call him a honky this morning. I don't know why.
He told me to tell him.
He feels like he got yelled at by all of us this morning because he did dumb stuff.
I didn't yell at him. I wasn't paying him no attention.
That's why he wanted you to yell at him because Envy yelled at him. Then I came in here because... Here's the thing. We walk in, right? We sit down on the chair every morning in our own respective seats to talk on the microphone. He puts all of the mail for me on the chair that I have to sit on. When I was like, why would you put the mail on the chair? I don't think anybody would come in here.
Anyway.
Still don't understand why he asked me to tell him to shut the F up, honky.
Then he said, Charlamagne, you need to yell at me too now.
Yeah, that sounds like a setup. That sounds like, so you saying you got 32 kilos in that bag right now.
Right now?
And you want to sell them to me.
Sell them to me?
He's feeling empowered after the State of the Union address.
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, man.
I loved it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in front page
State of the
news,
Union address,
sure.
Executive produced by Donald Trump. I found it highly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Had everything you want. Drama. Tension. Tears. I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm not even sitting there lying to you.
Well, also, Yo Gotti will be joining us this morning. We'll kick it with Yo Gotti. His album is out right now.
Untrapped.
So we'll kick it with Gotti. All right. And what else are we talking about in front of Page News, G?
I mean, State of the Union.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting with, Yee?
Let's start with the State of the Union 2020 that happened yesterday. The impeachment trial that they're going to probably, of course, the Senate will most likely acquit Donald Trump today in the impeachment trial.
Most likely.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
You can bet your life on it.
But that's what's expected. Okay, so last night was the State of the Union address, and it started off with some tension. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, did attempt to shake Donald Trump's hand, and he did not extend his hand back to her. So
F out of here.
They didn't shake hands. Yeah, she said she hasn't spoken to him since October, by the way.
Yeah, 4 months since she stormed out of that meeting.
And at the end of his speech, he actually ripped up his speech.
How can you not love it?
So that was some of the big
moments
that did happen. Now, another Nancy Pelosi also commented on why she did that.
Because it was the courteous thing to do, considering the
alternatives. What if she would have smacked his toupee off?
Stop it, man. Even when she introduced him, she didn't even mention his name. You know how they usually say it's an honor to introduce the President of the United States? She didn't do none of that. She just said, members of Congress, the President of the United States.
All right.
Might as well have said this nigga.
Now,
smack his toupee off. They hate each other. Boy, woo!
Donald Trump did talk about the production of oil and gas, and here's what he said.
Thanks to our bold regulatory reduction campaign, the United States has become the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world, by far.
Really?
With the tremendous progress we have made over the past 3 years, America is now energy independent, and energy jobs, like so many other elements of our country, are at a record high.
All right. Well, CNN did their fact checks, and they said actually that happened under the Obama administration in 2012. That's when the U.S. became the world's top energy producer. So they fact checked that. In addition, he talks about health care and coronavirus.
We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat. We have launched ambitious new initiatives to substantially improve care for Americans with kidney disease, Alzheimer's, and those struggling with mental health. And because Congress was so good as to fund my request, new cures for childhood cancer, and we will eradicate the AIDS epidemic in America by the end of this decade.
Yeah, because they've created something better called the coronavirus.
Well, they said, I think the two cases in New York that they have, they both came back negative. Was that true? Did you hear that, Yee?
Well, they also said that Uber has suspended hundreds of accounts because a coronavirus patient had actually taken a ride in an Uber. So,
damn. You think they'll finally present the cure for HIV and AIDS? Which I've, you know, been thought that they had, but you know, there's no money in the cure. The money's in the treatment. You think that they'll finally unveil it at the end of the decade? They'll cash out?
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Mm. Yeah, that's a hard one. But people are living longer, fuller lives now. And so it's not like when it first was an epidemic and people were like, you know, it's over. Now people are able to just have a nice full life. But it is a lot of treatment that you have to take, a lot of pills you have to take every single day. So, yes, we definitely want a treatment for that.
All I know is, what do you want? You want a cure for that?
I mean, a cure for that.
All I know is the State of the Union was amazing last night. It was great. You know, State of the Union brought to you by the executive producer of The Celebrity Apprentice. Like, Rush Limbaugh got the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of tears. It was, he was parading black people around saying, look what I've done for you.
Here's a scholarship for you, little girl.
I thought it was amazing.
He also gave Rush Limbaugh a medal.
Yep.
A Medal of Freedom, and the Democrats yelled out no when he announced that. He reunited a military family. he did a lot of different things. All right, now another thing yesterday was initial results from the Iowa caucuses show that Pete Buttigieg has a very narrow lead right now, and here's how he responded.
It validates the idea that we can expand a coalition not only unified around who it is we're against, but around what it is that we're for. And it validates for a kid somewhere in a community wondering if he belongs or she belongs or they belong in their own family, that if you believe in yourself and your country, there's a lot backing up that belief.
Drop on the clues bombs for Mayor Pete, okay? Can we talk about how much of a loser Joe Biden is? Joe Biden is, he really sucks at running for president. This is his third time running for president. He just cannot get it right. He's just not good at this.
Well, Pete Buttigieg is so far with 71% of precincts reporting. He had 26.8% of state delegate equivalents, and then it was Bernie Sanders, then Elizabeth Warren, and lastly, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden in fourth place, the vice president of President Barack Obama, probably has the most name brand recognition of everybody on that stage, and you in fourth place in Iowa, but you're the most electable? He's really not good at running for president, bro.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Just wanted to talk about the Super Bowl performance. Well, the Super Bowl performance wasn't really whack. It's just the dancing was cool. It's just like this generation, none of them know them songs. Like, most of the songs they sung were like 20 years old, and it was a little outdated, if you ask me. But I mean, and if they got mad at Charlamagne just saying, you know, the numbers in Spanish, Latinos can't say that's how I feel. Like, if y'all got mad about him saying, let's go to line, uno, dos, and tres, they can't say
I think that's a fair point, sir.
All right, thank you.
But if you're Afro-Latino,
I think you might be a little off about the demo of the Super Bowl, though.
Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, Rail, man, calling from Somerville, South Cat, man.
Somerville, what's happening?
What's good, Bob? What's Envy? What's happening, my man?
What's up, Rail?
Hey, what's good?
Get it off your chest.
Chilling. Man, I just called to spread a little positivity and, you know, wish my little boy a happy 6th birthday, man. You know, made a man out of me, you know what I mean?
There you go.
That's what's good.
You know?
Okay.
There's kids, man. You know, the whole COVID thing really shed some light today for me, man. Real emotional, man, you know?
What's his name?
Landon.
Landon, happy birthday.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
All right, man. Y'all boy, have a good one.
All right, my brother.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's going on, bro? It's Mello.
Mello, what up, man?
Yo, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm feeling extremely blessed. You feel me? Extremely blessed today.
Bro, what's up?
First off, like, I set out a goal last year, and I almost didn't complete it. But then, Charlamagne, shout out to you, King, because you told me one thing through that positive note. You was like, you can't master life in one day, but you can master one day at a time.
That's right.
So, you know what I mean? I was able to, like, actually see my goals now. I've got my own party promotion team. I got an event on Saturday if anybody want to pop out. You know what I mean? In a little darker note, but I'm still...
Are you going to tell people where the event is in case they might want to pop out?
You're right. My bad. Thank you, Yee. This is why you're my favorite coworker. But just follow me on the gram because my flyer is there. It's Mello_Moolah with 3 A's. You know what I mean? The link is in my bio. It's free all day. You know what I mean? We having a brunch. We just going to have a good time and a great vibe. You know
okay.
what I mean?
All right, Mello, good luck.
He still ain't say where it was.
Nah, it's on the flyers. It's on my gram.
You don't want to say the name of the place?
It's Katra.
Okay, there you go.
Katra. In Nari Street in Manhattan.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, man.
You only got one shot.
Like I said, right? And last night, I'm not even going to hold you. I got pulled over by the cops. You know what I mean? I'm just blessed enough that I was in a hashtag last night because they came up to my car, guns out, didn't ask me no questions. I ain't give them consent to search me or my car, and they did both that stuff. But I'm still alive to tell the tale today, man. I'm just really blessed for that.
All right, brother.
All right, I'll catch y'all later.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Wake up,
this is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Envy?
What's
yo.
Up, Trav?
Yo, what's up, Yee?
What up, Trav?
How you doing, babe?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up, Char?
What up, sis? How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, man, I got two things real quick, right? First one. These dudes got to stop. Like, it's like literally been three so far, right? So when Blind Beauty gave her Instagram out, they sent her pics, bro.
What?
And it's like,
she can't see him.
And it's like, what? First of all, why
Trav sees him.
Blind Beauty?
She can't see him.
And second of all, I run her page. So the person that's liking y'all pics and sending eye emojis
is Trav. Okay. All right, so really they're sending you pics.
So you mad that they sending a blind woman who can't see the D-pics, and a gay man runs her page, and he's upset that he's receiving D-pics?
Well, but enough. It's just a fact. Like, why y'all even doing that if she can't see it?
It's disrespectful.
But how do they know she can't see?
Maybe they know you running the page.
First of all, y'all can't be sending unsolicited pictures like that. That's the problem.
Thank you, Yee. That's the problem.
Well, you should have led with that, Trav. You should have led with that.
You see anything good though, Trav? Anything good in there, Trav?
I'm not gonna lie. It was two that was looking really good.
My goodness.
All right now, sliding them DMs.
But listen, can I just make quick comments about having this gay talk? Can I make quick comments about Pastor Troy?
Sure.
Okay.
So like, because I just know there's a lot of toxic black men like him out there that are raising young black men. And like, listen, if your son is at Applebee's and he sees two men kissing and it makes him want to date men, then he was going to be gay anyway. Like, if your son sees the way Lil Nas is dressed and it makes him want to date men, then your son was going to be gay anyway. Like, and as many times I've seen Lil Wayne walking around in leopard tights dressed like a bad bitch, or Maul with fingernails on his fingernail polish on his nails. Like, I don't never say that these straight men are pushing agendas on people. Like, literally one of them be kissing men in the mouth. And I'm never going to say, oh, he's pushing an agenda on people.
I would like for you to know that if your son walks into Applebee's and sees two men kissing, it's not the two men that's going to make him feel gay. It's the eating of the mozzarella sticks. You know, mozzarella sticks are long and they're brown. Oh, and when you bite into them, it's like white, creamy stuff. That's what can make you gay, Trav. I really wish you would pay attention.
I'm being serious, Charlamagne, man. I'm being serious. I'm just saying, because growing up, I never saw nothing but straight relationships on TV. Like, in my household, with my brothers, with my parents.
It didn't make you say, I want to be straight.
Right, and like I literally had a real agenda pushing me through religion, trying to scare the gay out of me, trying to play the gay out of me, like gay out of me. All these, and it's like straight men can't think that their young black men are just really weak-minded individuals that only they, when they see something gay, that they're going to turn gay and want to suck a dick at the first sight of something that is like homosexual.
I think the word straight is problematic. I think y'all need to stop using that word, because if hetero people are straight, then that means you crooked, Trav.
I'm a little crooked.
See what I'm saying?
He said, I'll take it.
See what I'm saying?
All right, y'all.
I'm trying to help you out.
All right, y'all.
Get it off your chest.
Trying to be progressive.
585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about Gervonta Davis. We discussed the video where he's seen grabbing up his children's mother, Drita, and now he's been arrested. We'll tell you what's going on.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I owe you some money, too.
What'd you do?
Yesterday, you gave me your MetroCard.
My MetroCard, right, yeah, for you to take the train.
Yeah, I forgot to bring it back.
I gave you two MetroCards.
I know. I got them both in at the crib. I got to bring them back. Yesterday, I had to take the train uptown to go somewhere. It was a lot faster to take the train than to drive, and I didn't know where I was going, so you had to give me, like, directions how to take the train.
And a MetroCard, so you wouldn't have to. I didn't think you'd be able to figure out how to buy it.
I definitely wasn't going to be able to figure it out. But thank you. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you.
You don't want to explain to the people in South Carolina what a train is?
They know what a train is, you ass. Let's get to the rumors.
You took the Amtrak.
You say about a train on his ass?
Whoa. The subway. It's underground. Helps get you there fast.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kobe.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, everybody's wondering what's going to happen for Kobe Bryant. When will there be a memorial? When is the funeral? His body was released to his family, and everybody's been returned to their families, all of the victims. Right now, they are saying a memorial is planned for three of the other victims of that helicopter crash for February 10th. As far as Kobe Bryant, they have not finalized any plans yet. But the mayor of Los Angeles is saying that he wants to work with his family to find the best way to memorialize him. And so I guess as soon as they figure that out, they'll let you know. He said people have sent the most amazing ideas for tributes and boulevards and this and that. So now that's the update.
I wonder what you could do for Kobe that, you know, you weren't already going to do for Kobe. Like, even if Kobe was alive, he'd have still got a statue. You know, there'd still be streets named after him. There's already buildings named after him. Like, what could you do to memorialize Kobe that you wouldn't do when he was alive?
Well, he's working with the family, so they're going to figure it out collaboratively.
Mm.
All right, now, Kendrick Lamar, his biography is coming out October 13th. That biography is being written by author Marcus Moore. He's a veteran journalist. He works at Pitchfork. Right now, he's a senior editor and Pitchfork contributor. And so he said, my book details the artist's coming of age as an MC, how he helped resurrect two languishing genres, bebop and jazz, his profound impact on a racially fraught America, and his emergence as the bona fide king of rap. So people were waiting to know when would the release date for this book be. We don't know if Kendrick is contributing or participating in this book, but he will be actually interviewing people and reflections from people who are close to Kendrick Lamar and people who knew him during his childhood.
I'm definitely going to read that. I mean, Kendrick is the leader of the new school when it comes to this rap thing to me. He's definitely, him and Rhapsody are my favorite rappers of the past decade. I need some more Kendrick music, though. When Kendrick putting out some new music into the ecosystem?
Yeah, he's working. Now, you can pre-order that book, The Butterfly Effect, How Kendrick Lamar Ignited the Soul of Black America Now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ari Lennox, she had some things to say about a sex encounter. She was on her Instagram Live, and people really enjoy watching her Instagram Live sessions, by the way. And she did not say who this person is, but she said that she was willing to ruin her career.
I was damn near willing to just let him talk to me crazy because that was out of this world. Like, yes, daddy, yes, okay. Like, I was literally willing to ruin my career. If this ever came out, who it was, you would be like, Bitch, do you know what Google says? Yes, I do. But I also know what that said.
Wow.
Explain. Break it down for me.
Thematized. Now, she's talking about dating a celebrity or sleeping with a celebrity.
Okay.
And
I guess that.
It was amazing. The D must have been amazing for her. She said it spoke life into her.
What is she talking about when she says Google and all of that? Like,
I guess the person's reputation wasn't such a great reputation. So you Google the person, they'll be like, that's not a person you should be with, basically.
Gotcha.
And she's like, I don't care because that D spoke life into me. She said she was willing to let that person ruin her career. So she wouldn't say who it was, though.
I got some ideas.
Me too.
I got some ideas.
All right, Nick Cannon, he talks about...
Hold on. You have previous experience? How did you have some ideas?
Shut up, man. She literally said if you Google the person, it's based off his past.
I'm just
stuff.
Asking.
Come on.
You said you
stop.
Got some ideas. You started dreaming. I said maybe you had similar experiences. Okay.
Champagne doesn't do that to you, man.
That's right, Ari.
I can't wait till I quit this show. It's a sad day.
I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
Now, Nick Cannon was on Vlad TV, and he was talking about going to Detroit because he wanted to find Eminem and fight him.
He said he admitted that I was gonna whoop his ass. He admitted that. I went looking for that motherfucker. We've had this conversation several times.
How close did you get?
And then I believe it was the BET Awards, and everybody knew how serious I was. Like, I was there to defend my wife. I ain't give a fuck about no lyrics. Like, you said some disrespectful shit about my wife, and I'm going to beat your ass. That was my mentality in 2009, 10, 8, whatever year that was.
What's so crazy is y'all listening to that and y'all are probably laughing. Nick Cannon will whip your ass for real, okay? Nick Cannon knows martial arts, boxing, all kind of stuff. Run down on Nick Cannon if you want to.
So I don't know, but Eminem was boxing too, and he actually acknowledges that in this next clip.
Even at the time, crazy people don't know this. Emmanuel Stewart, you know, God rest his soul, one of the greatest boxing trainers ever, was working with M because I think M was supposed to do that boxing movie that Jake Gyllenhaal did. Mm. So he was training with dude, and Emmanuel, I was at a fight one time, and everybody know I box and all that stuff, so Emmanuel was like, yo, he ready for you. I was like, set it up, E, set it, whatever, all money goes to charity. He was like, I was like, you know, I do this.
Nick Cannon is a black belt. I'm not even joking.
At this time,
I'm playing.
I used to work for Eminem at this time, and I actually met Emmanuel Stewart when he was training with Eminem because Eminem was going to do the movie Southpaw at that time.
Yeah, I'm telling
you
right now.
But he had been taking boxing for, and he was taking that like every single day.
Yeah, but Nick Cannon been training martial arts since he was a kid. Nick Cannon whipped Marshall Mathers' ass.
But I will say this: Nick Cannon wasn't going to find Eminem just coming to Detroit, going to 7 Mile or 8 Mile. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, but is it that hard to find Eminem in Detroit? You can't find where he lives.
It's not like he'd just be walking around.
Pull up right to his crib. Ding dong.
Go right through the gated community, go up to the... We're talking
about a nice sanctioned match for charity. Yeah. Now, how y'all want to do this? Y'all want to do boxing or y'all want to do full, like, you know, you can use your feet and all of that stuff like that?
Eminem don't want to use his feet against Nick Cannon.
I'm telling y'all right now, y'all think it's a game until you run down on Nick Cannon and he start wilding out on your ass.
He wasn't running down on Nick Cannon.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Nick Cannon's a black belt, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is a fact. Nick Cannon will wash you. He would definitely wash Eminem.
What's it going to happen?
You know, I was a yellow belt, right?
Man, shut up, man. Nobody wants to hear you.
You know, I just want to let you know. Itch, knee, sun, chi, go, rock, itchy, achy,
achy. Don't say that you're a yellow belt because there's going to be a million jokes.
If they got mad at me for talking Puerto Rican.
We're talking Puerto
I know
Rican.
They just got mad at
what
you.
What is talking Puerto Rican?
For whatever you Spanish.
Oh, my God.
I really did karate.
Yeah.
I really did karate.
Yeah, but not with that language you was using just now. What was that? Say it again?
Nope.
Exactly.
You never did karate?
Huh?
You know,
I did jiu-jitsu.
See?
Yeah, salute to my guy, Dr. Robert Evans.
Sun, see, go, rocka, itch, ach, koo, choo.
You're not even saying it.
I'm not saying it right?
Turn in your beige belt.
I was
belt,
a kid,
bro.
Man. I don't remember.
Please, turn in your beige belt.
All right,
man.
Anyway.
You are just embarrassing.
I'm not, man. I did karate. Me and you, a karate match.
Man, shut up.
We probably pass out after the first round.
You use any excuse to touch me, won't you?
Yeah.
Karate.
Hello, yes.
All right.
I'm gay.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Karate match, huh? Yeah, okay. All right.
Front page newsy, what are we talking about? I hate this show.
Yes, let's talk about rapper Chad Focus. He is now being sentenced, and if you remember, he's the one that stole over $4 million from his job to pay for his rap career.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Without the Joker around, a lot of people want Harley dead. Now she must team up with Huntress, Black Canary, Renee Montoya, and Cassandra Cain to take down Gotham's worst villain yet, Roman Sionis, a.k.a. Black Mask. Only in theaters February 7th, rated R.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Club. Yes, it is.
Let's get in some front page news. What are we starting off with, Yee?
Well, let's talk about Chad Arrington, a.k.a. Chad Focus. He has pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud conspiracy. Now, he was employed by Company One Productions as an SEO specialist. He was employed there for 7 years, and he ended up spending over $4 million on his rap career. He was an aspiring rapper in Maryland, and they're saying he could face 20 years behind bars. Like I said, his stage name is Chad Focus, and what he did was he was buying billboards in places like Times Square. He was making music videos. He was buying sound equipment, studio kits, instruments, music technology. He also was paying to get online streaming platforms to artificially boost his song play count. He was purchasing likes, followers, tags, views, all of that across social media. He was paying companies to promote his music and all of that just to make it look like he was a popping rapper from Maryland.
Yeah, Chad, I gave him Focus. Donkey the day before. I'm going to tell you what's crazy, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really do think that money is what can get you hot. No, that's never the case. You have to have some type of talent, and it has to be some type of organic connection between you and the audience.
It'll put you
okay, how much money you spend.
Right. It'll put you in a place, but you still got to have the right music.
Well, as part of this plea agreement, right, he has to pay the full restitution, over $4 million. He's facing up to 20 years in jail. He does have a remix song with T-Pain, and that song is called Dance With Me. Listen to it.
I came up in this bitch higher than the attic. So tell them other chicks they don't want the static over here. You've been on another level. You done had it up to here.
Sound now, pretty good now. Now front.
Yeah, I'm old now, but that's not all right to me.
That sounds good.
So all I'm simply saying is you paid for a T-Pain feature and you worked the record. If you kept working the record, eventually the record might have caught on. But no, you just want to spend $4
million
and try to take these shortcuts.
$4 million.
Now look where you ended up in goddamn jail.
I wonder how much you gave T-Pain for that verse.
Whatever. I'm sure whatever he asked for.
You had to pay arm and a leg for that one.
Let's ask him.
You gonna call T-Pain and ask?
I'm gonna text him.
All right.
All right, now Wendy's is gonna start serving breakfast. So if you're a fan of Wendy's, they are now entering that competitive breakfast area.
Are you talking about Wendy's? Wendy's.
Wendy's. Wendy's.
I thought you were talking about Wendy Williams. I was like, man, we really got to step it up here on the Breakfast Club. We call it the Breakfast Club. We don't serve no goddamn breakfast.
So they start serving breakfast March 2nd. So for anybody that is interested in a new place to get breakfast, they actually have 9 different items on there for you to choose from. 9 different meals.
Wendy's is never open in the morning. I never really.
I guess they tried it. It didn't work out. So now they're trying to come back. And they're going to offer some of their breakfast items at about 300 different locations. So they're saying this is incredible growth opportunity for them.
I hope my life never gets to the point where I have to go to Wendy's for breakfast. I used to take my
honey
grandma.
Butter chicken biscuit.
No.
That sounds good.
Not when Bojangles and Chick-fil-A exist. I used to take my grandma to Wendy's to get hot french fries. She used to love hot french fries. That was her thing. Mm. Hot fries from Wendy's.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. I mean, front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Yo Gotti will be joining us. His album, Untrapped, is out right now, and we'll kick it with Gotti.
Very good body of work, Untrapped is. I've been riding to that all weekend, all week.
Mm-hmm. So don't move, Yo Gotti. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
New album out right now. Yo Gotti!
Untrapped.
Well, welcome, sir.
What's happening?
Phenomenal body of work you got out here in these streets, man.
Appreciate
dope
it.
Album.
I saw
when Meek posted that this the old Gotti, and so I started checking the album. I said, God damn, this is the old Gotti. what got into you, Gotti?
Man, I'm just talking, man. I'm just, you know, I'm talking from the heart, really, you know, talking from a space like the last couple years when I ain't released no album. Really just speaking on all the shit that I've been thinking about, that been running through my mind, that I've been dealing with, you know what I mean? I've been dealing with a lot of, you know, we don't show it type of dudes we are, but we've been dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes, so... And I'm kind of speaking on it and addressing it and just getting it off my chest, really.
What does untrapped mean?
Untrapped really mean like being free or being woke up or like, you know, being trapped is like a being trapped, because my album was called Trapped at First. Mm-hmm. It's like a state of mind that we all, anybody from the hood, I feel like be trapped. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With some of the decisions we make and the, just the way we be living for real. Like in the intro when I be like, you bought a Roland and Cuban before you bought yourself a house.
Yeah.
Mom in the hood, you know you're supposed to move out. Mm-hmm. You took work, they went and shot up mama house, you a selfish damn it took your mama out. Like mm-hmm. that's a trap mentality. Like right. you just be in the hood moving, trying to get a bag, and you don't know, like, you jeopardize other people's life, other people's well-being. So, you know, I'm at a point where, like, the thinking is more mature, I say, you know what I mean?
I think since this was your last album.
Well, not my last
album. On the
label.
It's
more epic.
Yeah, not my last album putting out.
But the last album, epic. So I figured
independent.
That this was the re-up album. Like, this is going to put up the numbers because now I'm about to stick somebody up or do it on my own.
I'm gonna do that anyway.
Yeah, the whole album you talk about being independent. I was like, was he? I thought you was independent.
Well, I'm an independent mindset. Independent okay. mindset meaning I spend my own money. I don't wait. I never waited on Epic or nobody mm-hmm. to spend money on Yo Gotti or no CMG artist. Like, if we wanted something, we paid for it. We went in our pocket or the budget didn't allow for certain things to happen. We ain't never. See, to me, it's independence in the mindset. We ain't never say, oh, we ain't going to do it because we ain't got a budget. You know, we got a budget on top of their budget.
Right.
Gotcha.
So that's why you probably always thought I was independent, because the way you seen me move was the way I wanted to move. It never was how you'll see an artist moving that's under strict guidelines of the corporate people dollars.
Now, you own your own masters, too. I heard you say that on an album, too. So all your masters you own.
Yeah.
How did you do that deal with
Bill? I bought them. I just bought them like a week ago.
How much? I'm just curious.
I can't. You know,
come on.
No, but for real, though, the part of the term is they. I can't say the number, mm-hmm. but a lot of multi millions of dollars, and it's the biggest purchase. I bought a lot of shit before, but this is the biggest asset I ever bought.
Now, I want to ask what you think about the whole then Diddy and Mace conversation, just from what we know, because we don't know the specific ins and outs, right? But yeah. if Mace signed a deal when he was 19 for $20,000 for his publishing, and then now fast forward to here, he's trying to buy it back and it's not happening, and it reverts back to him when he's 50. What can somebody do as a boss?
Because Gotti like, look, man, I mind the business that pays me.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, in a situation like that, like for you as a person who has artists signed to you, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you try to do fair deals with them also.
Of course.
If you're giving
them
advances or co-publishing deals or whatever it is that you're doing. Yeah. If they come to you, is it always about business, or is it sometimes like, this is my brother, let me just do what I think he needs me to do?
Well, it's two different questions. Let's just talk about the business first.
Okay.
Before we talk about my artists. But business is business in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you knew what you were saying, and you knew what you was done, and I'm pretty sure you made a lot of money along the way, and you became who you became. So I don't think you could complain about somebody else believing in you and investing their money, and more than their money, they time in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And what if they wouldn't have invested that initial money and time in you? Would you even be here? That's one way to look at it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I also think, because I'm an artist and executive, I also think an artist should be in the most fair position is possible. So I don't think none of us know the true business. Like,
right.
I think he put a number on what he tried to buy for. Is that what it's worth? Is it not? I don't know. Like, if you're trying to sell something that costs $50 million for $1 million, is you not real for not taking the one?
Right.
When it's really worth 50?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you my homeboy and I ain't gonna charge you 50, but I may charge you 20 or 25. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you the 50% discount. So we don't know what the true business
worth, right?
is mm-hmm. to be speaking on it. You know what I'm saying?
Details. Hold on, let me read you something.
No, nah, but I read it. I ain't read all of it. Come on, get it to
He's
me.
Like, come on.
Hold on, you an executive. Okay.
I just read the headlines.
All right, you're an artist. Let's just say Mace. Mace had a co-publishing deal. He's always had a co-publishing deal, which he has significant ownership and gets paid substantial royalties. 2 years after Mace signed his first deal with Bad Boy, his deal was amended and he received a 7-figure artist advance. In 2004, his deal was again amended before his comeback, and again he was given another 7-figure advance. He was also encouraged to start his own label under a competing record company, which was unheard of at the time because he had one successful album.
Yeah, so what's the question?
I'm just telling you, as an executive, that sounds like if that was you laying that out for an artist.
I mean, you gave him a, let's say,
would you feel like you owed him anything?
A 7-figure advance. He never put out an album. He retired from the game. Then came back. You gave him another $7 million.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, it's too sad. It's too sad to every story.
Right.
Like,
we don't know all the specifics.
You don't know the specifics. And did you make money? Did you lose money? Yeah. Did you? We don't. It's hard to speak on people's business when you don't know what really happened. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what's the difference between having associates and having brothers, like friends and brothers? You know, because some people you'd be like, that's my brother. Some people you'd be like, well, that's my friend.
How you got some hard bars about that on all that brush.
Yeah. you gotta use that brush carefully. But speaking on my artists like Black Youngster and Moneybags and the artists I work with that's like my little brothers, and they'll tell you without me being around, it's like, you know, if Youngster was putting out an album and he had a certain budget that were capped at a certain thing, we put our own money up. You know, he tell me, Big Bro, I want to do this here. If the label tripping, don't want to do it, let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What it costs, let's do it. We ain't never stopping. We ain't never stopping, pausing, blinking 1 second based off a label budget. And if it come down to the label and him, I'm riding with him. Every time I'm around my artists, every time it don't matter, right or wrong. Mm-hmm.
I love the way you treat your artists. A lot of execs don't treat their artists like that. Like they say it all the time. Like, why would you sign to another artist? Because another artist is not gonna put everything behind you. Because they're gonna put it on themselves.
I ain't an artist, so maybe that statement true. Maybe they shouldn't sign to another artist. Mm-hmm. I'm an executive.
Hey.
/ street / a lot of other things. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got more with Yo Gotti when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have Yo Gotti in the building. His album, Untrapped, is out right now. Now, Gotti, you got a couple of artists. Moneybagg Yo, you have Black Youngster, and your artist never complains. So how are you a boss with your artists? How do you guide them through this industry?
I mean, these my little brothers, man. These my little brothers. Like, at the end of the day, we gonna either get to this 100 million and then get to this billion together, or we gonna crash together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just how we rocking. That's how I grew up. Like, that's how I was raised in the hood. Like, whoever my partners were, my crew were, we gonna go to the top or the bottom together. So it's the same way I treat the artists. Like, you win, I win. If you lose, I lose. However the boat float, that's how we gonna do it.
But do you have those conversations with him, like, because you made many mistakes early on, and you be like, yo, bro, you're going the wrong way. Bro, oh, you should move differently.
Of course. I'm always telling him, because I think, like, I got a record on the album called Big Homie Rules, right?
Love it. Big Homie Rules.
And what I'm speaking on is, like, how you gonna let your little homie crash, okay, and let's say my artist, how I'm gonna let them crash if I know the information?
Right.
If I see what you're doing and I know you finna crash and I just sit back and don't say nothing, that ain't 100. You ain't a real big homie. Like, and anybody who moving like that is big homies. I don't respect them. Mm-hmm. You ain't no OG. You ain't no big homie. You ain't got no respect for me. So I'm gonna tell you. Now, if you wanna veto that and still do it anyway, I'm still probably gonna ride with you because you my little bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you can't say. My whole theory is you ain't never coming back to me and be like, oh man, why you ain't telling me not to do this, or why you ain't, I'm going to be sitting back there waiting on you like, see, I told you this shit wasn't
seems like
work.
You called Black Youngster. You know, Black Youngster calmed down a lot because it seemed like you reached out to him.
I mean, like, I reach out to him all the time, but it ain't like no one conversation I reached out to him and told him to calm down. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I talked to him, like him and Moneybagg, I talked to them a lot, like almost every other day. So we talking about stuff every other day about different things. But I think Youngster he was going through something for a minute, you know. He was fighting a case and stuff, and I think he wanted to win on a different level. I think he got to a point where he wanted people to really respect the music. Mm-hmm. More so than just thinking he just wow, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that was more so change how he was moving a little bit.
You talk on the album a lot about not being ready for that 100 million.
Yeah.
Why'd you feel like you wasn't ready?
I think a lot of people gotta realize what they're ready for and what they're not ready for. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Everybody want the money, but do you really want it? Meaning, like, is you really prepared for it? Not if you want it. Mm-hmm. Is you really prepared for it? Sometimes money can be like the biggest distraction for people.
You see what happens when people win the lottery, that lottery curse, and they get all that money and they not ready for it.
Man, listen, not even the lottery. You take the average, you take the average kid out the hood and give him a couple $1 million. And see what happened. Like, you turn into a monster, a whole nother person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people ain't prepared to have the ain't prepared to have the paper. So if you gave me $100 million 10, 15 years ago, you know what I'm saying, when I was super, super active in the street, that was too dangerous.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, but now you're ready. You've been a millionaire since 21. So you've been building it up.
I've been a millionaire for a long time, but I wasn't ready for that 100. But now I am.
What makes somebody a big homie? Because it's not always about age, right?
No, never about age. It's never about age. Like I'm a big homie to a lot of my homies is older than me. Mm-hmm. That just mean I got the vision. I got the vision. I can see 10 steps ahead, and I can go get the, I can go seek the information and bring it back to the team. You know what I mean? Getting the information and passing it down to the team. You know what I'm saying? That's about being a big homie, making a way for the team, making a way and calling the play that, like, yo, this the play we need to be moving on. And if we all stay a course, we can move forward. Everybody could benefit.
You had to send that record to Hov. You had to ask Hov to get on that record. I hear that record, I hear Jay on that record.
I never asked Hov to get on a record.
Really?
Nah.
That's the one. If you ever ask for one, that should be the one.
I never asked him to get on a record.
Why not?
Not yet.
He should jump on Big Homie Rules. Everybody call Hov Big Homie. I feel like that song is tailor-made for him.
He most definitely the Big Homie. I just feel like I ain't had a record yet. When I get the record that I feel is like right for Hov, then I...
Big Homie Rules is the record for Hov. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean, Hov most definitely would have killed it. Mm-hmm. He most definitely would have killed it, but yeah.
You still enjoy the game? Because the way that you move around, it seems like when I met you years ago, you the same person. And a lot of times you don't see that in the industry. You still call people. You still take pictures with people. You're still outside the hotels, like
hanging
out. You still
don't drink?
A little bit.
A little bit now?
Yeah.
When did that start?
A little Ace Spade here.
A little Ace Spade.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you, what keeps you the same person? Because a lot of people, they make a little money. They sell a lot of records and they change. But you are always the same.
I mean, I'd probably change some things, how I move. I'm probably a little more wiser. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A little more mature, but... Money, I don't think no amount of money would never change me because I've been having money for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a ratio of money, right? Like, far as I can remember, since I was 15, 16 years old, I was having hundreds of thousands of dollars in high school. So, you know, that's not no millions of dollars, but if you put a couple hundred thousand in that time of your life in Memphis, it's like having millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So money, I don't think money would necessarily change me. The game... And it's always another wave to win, mm-hmm. in the game. So, and I'm very competitive with winning and growing, whether it's with me or the other artists winning. So I'm just locked in. I'm super focused on the game and just still trying to win. I still don't feel like I'm there yet.
Did you graduate high school?
Yeah. I graduated high school and I went to college.
With hundreds of thousands of dollars, how'd you have the focus to stay in school?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. My focus is different than the others, mm-hmm. than most people. My focus is like, that's one of my strengths. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I could walk away from certain things. Me and my homies be talking about that, like the willpower, mm-hmm. Of me. That's always been one of my blessings. Even when I was in the street, like, I would get somebody to tell me a certain number for a certain thing, and I'm like, that shit sound good, but that sound too good to be true. 9 times out of 10, you the police, or you finna pull a move on me. So I'm gonna walk away from the play. But that's always been just my willpower, even in, you know how much money I had turned down in different record deals and different, when I needed the money. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember one of my very first deal offers was, I think it was Warner, offered me like $2 million. I ain't even had $2 million. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just the setup and what I seen when I walked through the building at the time, it didn't look like I was going to win. So I ain't want the $2 million.
Your intuition.
Did you graduate from college?
Yeah. No, I ain't graduated from college.
Okay. What was your major?
I went like a semester, I think.
Okay.
That's when you guys started getting too much money. You was like,
I already had the paper, but the music really started moving. I started doing a lot of shows, and I'm out of here.
All right, don't move. Yo Gotti's still here. Let's get into a Yo Gotti mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Yo Gotti mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Yo Gotti. Yee.
Speaking of willpower, when is it time for to stop being a hoe? Does that willpower count when it comes to women?
That's one of my weaknesses. You gotta know. Everybody has strengths. Everybody has weaknesses. You have to know. You have to know what they are. That's my drug.
That's your drug.
Yeah, that's my drug.
You ain't never walk away from nobody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's big homie rules. You can't if one of your friends did.
I never done that. Yeah. I never played with any of my homie girls. Mm-hmm. Never flirted with them. Never. Like, I ain't never played. My OG back in the day, Ben gave me that game. Like, we don't do that.
If they flirt with you, do you tell?
Yeah.
You didn't sound too certain. I don't know.
I think I would. Yeah.
Do you want to be a self-proclaimed hoe forever, Gotti? At some point, you got to settle down, find mm-hmm. you a queen.
I've been settled down. I ain't said I want to settle down.
He is the settle down hoe.
I just said it's heaven on earth.
Now, we're talking to Fab about him opening up. I know Fab a long time, and I know you a long time. When did you say, you know what, I got to start giving people more of my life when I do interviews and when I talk to people? Because at one time, it was like you was a defendant on trial. Like, you really weren't talking much at all. And now, is to see this guy is like, wow, he's evolved for so far, so long.
I had to learn it, man. I had to learn it. Like, when you come from that culture of not taking, like, you got to think, I spent most of my life in a certain life. So mm-hmm. we was always hiding everything. We don't want to take pictures of somebody got a camera. Oh, that's the police. You know what I'm saying? Or you never talk too much because things will get used against you, maybe, mm-hmm. that you say of you, or you slip and say the wrong thing. So I was protecting myself, really. I always was trying to protect myself.
You know, you're a rapper now. I don't have to do this no more.
Yeah, but there was, like I said, I just said recently, one of my biggest obstacles in music business mm-hmm. was accepting that I wasn't in the street no right. more. Like, it took me a long time to realize that I wouldn't hire managers, I wouldn't hire security, because I didn't want to be around nobody who I didn't know. Like, mm-hmm. so you couldn't get on my tour bus if you weren't from my hood. Mm-hmm. So we on the tour bus, and then you bring in a road manager, oh, he good, or security. Mm-hmm. I literally wouldn't speak at all on the tour bus. Like, if anybody was on the bus that, like, didn't grow up with us, man, I ain't say one word until you got off the bus. Then they got off the bus, then I talked to my homies. Then when they got back on the bus, everybody gets silent again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was so stuck in that
mentality.
That mentality it almost, you know, stopped me from moving forward. I think that's part of what took me longer, because I wouldn't work with people who I knew could help me.
Mm-hmm. Like who?
I'm just saying, like, yeah. As far as management and having the right people on the team, the right role managers,
right.
the right publicist, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to work with nobody but my homies. Yeah.
Now, you said you talk to yourself in the mirror, right? Do you do that every morning?
Not every morning.
What kind of things you be saying to yourself?
Oh, man. Just different shit.
I am beautiful. I am love.
I talk to myself, and I have to like mm-hmm. remind myself that this shit is real.
Right.
Sometimes I go out the house in the middle of the night in the street and just look at my house and look at my, like, I look at, just, I want to just step back in the street mm-hmm. and see the scenery. Right?
I do that too, though. I do
that
too.
Cars and the houses. Yeah. And, because, bro, I still feel like this same little kid yeah. from Ridge Crest Apartments. So sometimes this shit be unreal to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. Like, I'm just hoping I ain't waking up one day and this shit all a dream. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Do you ever look in the mirror and be like, "Why did I hit that on blackjack and lose that $500,000?" Is that one of the things that you say to yourself? And what happened in that situation?
Man, I just lunched out for real.
They said you had a winning hand.
Yeah, I had the winning hand and chips. I supposed to won.
Right. You might have messed up everybody else's hand.
I had everything that you needed to win, and I had a the dealer had a bus card if you play blackjack.
Six or five?
Yeah, the dealer had a bus card, and I hit a 12, which I never hit a 12 ever.
No,
I didn't gamble millions of dollars winning and losing it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I never hit this card before. I hit a 12. And I hit a 12, one, no, a three, or something, an ace came out. So I had already shouldn't have hit it. Then I hit it again. That would make it super dumb and lunched out. I hit a bus card twice. That's why Jay was like, oh, like, what you doing?
Were you drinking Ace of Spades before you know what I mean? Or after that?
A little bit both.
There you go.
So the hand was worth a $500,000 hand?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a charity.
Does Jay still want to play with you when you go out now? Does he still play with you? You go be like, yo, God, you go on your own table.
Nah, they still, every time they see me, they still be like, yo.
I hear you on this album. You talk about, like, dealing with depression a lot, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
When did you realize you might be battling with that?
Well, I don't know if it's like battling with it, but I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel it, and I feel it more so for my homies And it trickled down to me, like having homies just locked up and knowing their family missing them, and when my other homies going through stuff. I always took that leadership role of like kind of feeling like it's your responsibility sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When things don't go right on the team and in the camp, and you know, rather some of the stuff have nothing to do with you, but you just sometimes feel like, man, I could have lead them around a different path, or mm-hmm. maybe I could have, if I would have spoke up a little more, mm-hmm. I could have prevented them from doing this or doing that. So shit like that bothered me. Also, just you know, sometimes winning, man, and people change. I had this issue happen with me. I don't want to go too far into it, but like somebody, one of my close partners, like real close partners, stole something from me. You know what I'm saying? Like this, like I really love this dude, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of really affected me, because it was almost like, that was one of like, I'm talking about like a real, you know what I mean?
You'd have gave it to him.
Yeah, like I'm talking about like, you ain't been around millions and millions before, and then you took something that was like super small. I guess it wasn't super small, but it was small considered to me what our friendship was.
Right.
You know, that kind of really affected me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you confront him about it?
Nah. He know what it is. I know what it is. Mm. Yeah.
And have you ever thought about like sitting down and talking to somebody, maybe a therapist, just to see what could happen?
I feel like we had therapy sessions with me and a couple of my homeboys, and mm-hmm. we talked to each other, mm-hmm. and ain't nothing off the table. We talk about everything, like our real issues, you know what I'm saying? Our focuses, shit we dealing with. And the music to me is therapy to me a lot. Yeah.
Well, let's get into a joint off the album. What you want to hear?
Ho.
That was you on her?
No. I mean, pose. I mean, it depends, though. It depends what you want to do. You want to do radio, or you want to do something that people can actually learn from?
I mean, I want to give them the game, man. It's untrapped. It's untrapped. I want to give them, like...
We can go Big Homie Rules. We can go Know Your Worth. We can go Trap.
Let's go...
They ain't want me to know.
More Ready Than Ever.
More ready than ever. Okay, after Jim, you sampled the Dipset.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite
Dipset beats, too, so...
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Absolutely. The album is dope, though.
The album is really
Untrapped.
Dope, man. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a random morning already. I was just thinking about that.
Why is that?
You were doing karate already this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people checked in. Nori's listening right now.
Shout out to Nori.
Nori's always listening. Salute to Nori. N.O., what's happening?
Shout out to Greg from Weedat in New Orleans. He's listening right now, too.
What up, whoever that is. What up to you?
And let's never been to Weedat? Chicken and Shrimp in New Orleans?
Nah, when I go to New Orleans, I'll only go to
you gotta
Larry's
move around. You gotta
spot.
Move around.
Nah. Well, maybe next time I go there, I'll stop there. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Javonte Davis.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Javonte Davis was arrested for domestic violence. We told you about this video. A lot of people saw it. And again, he was at a basketball game, and you could see him taking his ex-girlfriend up by the collar, kind of around a chokehold.
Very lame.
Around the neck.
Very lame. He earned that domestic violence charge.
Yeah, so he has been arrested. Cops said as a result of an ongoing investigation after being notified through social media and the victim. On February 1st, Javonte was observed battering his former girlfriend, whom they have a child together. Javonte did surrender himself to the Coral Gables police detectives assigned to the case.
And I like Javonte Davis. He gets busy in that ring, but you got to control yourself. Like, you know, anybody who's telling you that that was okay, they're not your friend.
Not at all.
And he even tried to go on social media and justify it. I never once hit her. Yeah, I was aggressive and told her, come on, that's the mother of my child. I would never hurt her. Should never happen.
Yeah, and you got to think about all the women in your life that you love. What if that was your homegirl? What if that was your sister? What if that was your
daughter?
Mm-hmm. Your mom? Would you stand by and let a man jack them up like that? Okay, so stop.
All right, and congratulations to Rihanna. She is getting the NAACP President's Award at the 51st Image Awards that's happening. They announced it yesterday, but we got nominated also, right?
Yeah,
we got nominated
and
as
well. And it's going to be on February 22nd.
Is Rihanna going to show up, though?
I can't answer that question.
You got to show up. When the NAACP honors you like that, you got to show up.
I would hope so. I feel like Rihanna would show up for that.
I would hope. I would hope so, too. Because, you know, we tend to think that white ice is cold, and we love going to them white award shows like the Grammys and whatever else, American Music Awards. Show up to the NAACP Awards and get that honor.
All right. Now, Jay-Z, a lot of people were commenting on him and Beyonce sitting during the national anthem at the Super Bowl, even though everybody in their section was seated as well. And so Jay-Z actually has commented on it to let people know that he was not doing some type of silent protest. It didn't have as much meaning as people were putting on it. Here's what he said as he was speaking at Columbia University.
It was not premeditated at all. But what happened was we got there, we were sitting, and now the show's about to start. And my wife is with me, and she wanted to go crazy. And so she says to me, I know this feeling right here. Like, she's super nervous because she performed the Super Bowl before. I haven't. So we get there, and we immediately jump into artist mode. So the whole time we're sitting there, we're talking about the performance. And then right after that, Demi comes out, and we're talking about how beautiful she looked and how she sound. And then it finished, and then my phone rang, and it was like, you know your name is just... I'm like, what?
I really hate that he had to explain that. Like, the fact he had to explain that is mind-blowing.
Well, you got to explain everything now, it seems like it, man.
And, you know, but listen, and truthfully, like, you're in the position now where people are watching what you're doing because you do work with the NFL. So if it comes to the territory that you have to say, look, this is what it was because people weigh in on it. When you're on a platform like that and people question things and you feel like explaining it, you can.
He was sitting down with his family. There were so many other people around him sitting down, including white people. So what's the problem? Why aren't any of those white folks being asked why they didn't stand?
Because of that Jay-Z.
And I think if he wasn't working with the Super Bowl, then maybe it wouldn't have been such a big deal.
It would have been a big deal regardless. He's Jay-Z and Beyonce. He didn't see
I don't
them.
Know, because there were other people that were sitting.
Like that's who? What I just
and
said.
What was their name?
Yes, I'm saying right in that area.
What was
like,
their
and
names?
I'm sure that probably Sway Lee was sitting because he was asleep.
We're talking Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Sway Lee?
Yeah, he was sleeping.
Yeah,
how did Sway Lee get in?
I don't know if he was sleeping during the national anthem.
Who else was sitting? I'm just saying. I'm sure the other. But I do feel that, you know, if you're in that position and people are looking at you like you work with
nobody
the NFL,
cares.
They pay extra attention to you.
If nobody cares if John was sitting, it was sitting.
But he doesn't work with the Super Bowl.
We're really making something out of nothing.
But it's okay. He explained it. It's not that serious.
I just hate hearing him explain it. Like,
and
so
they actually even went and
about.
Pulled up video to show that he stood for the national anthem for the, you know, at the NBA All-Star game in 2017 and when the Brooklyn Nets.
They go too far, man.
They explained all, they showed all of that.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness, so I don't pledge allegiance to the flag either. So, you know, plus the national anthem is racist anyway. So who cares if a black person wants to sit, let them sit during the national anthem. Yes, you can use the NFL's money, their platform and their resources to help our communities and not compromise your beliefs and sit during the national anthem if that was the case.
Well, it wasn't. His point
it definitely
was
wasn't the case.
That wasn't even the case. All
how
right.
How did that even become the case? That's like Rick Fox dying.
Like, how did Rick Fox die with COVID?
Things up, man.
Like,
just...
How did Jay-Z and Beyonce protest the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Like, this is crazy, man.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
You want to know how crazy people are?
How?
Four after the hour, we're going to talk about why you got all of this information out here, and people still don't hear. They hear what they want to hear. We'll talk about it four after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, February 5th, goes to an unidentified voter in Iowa who voted for Mayor Pete Buttigieg on Monday. I don't know how she's unidentified because she's on video, but for whatever reason, her name is not being disclosed now. She's not getting donkey for voting for Pete. I like Pete. I interviewed him a couple weeks ago when he was making his rounds in South Carolina, so I'm not giving her donkey for voting for Pete. I am giving her the credit she deserves for being stupid simply because she clearly has no idea why she voted for Pete Buttigieg. No, let me take that back. I'm sure she has her reasons why she voted for him, but it's the reason she wishes she hadn't voted for him that's making her get this donkey. See, this woman found out some information after she had just signed a card for Pete Buttigieg in the mess that was the Iowa caucus. She wanted her vote back after she found out that Pete Buttigieg was gay. Don't believe me? We have the viral clip of her saying it to prove it.
You're saying that he has a same-sex partner?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's married to him, yes.
Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House. So can I have my card back?
I don't know. Yes. He signed it. We could go ask. Yeah.
I never knew that.
The whole point of it is, though, if he's a human being, right? Just like you and me, and shouldn't really matter. That's what...
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does, and he says that God doesn't choose a political party. Because
why does it say in the Bible that a man should marry a woman then?
Well, I totally respect your viewpoint on this. I so totally do. But I think that we were not around.
How come this has never been brought out before?
It's common knowledge.
My God. Now, look, if that's how she feels, whatever. Okay, the Bible does say those things. Some Bible thumpers really feel being gay is a sin. Who am I to tell them different? I just wish those same Bible thumpers would follow Matthew 7:1. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. But that's a whole other discussion that Christians be ducking. But my problem with this woman is the same problem I have with a lot of people, especially in this generation. We are just simply lazy learners. We literally go off headlines and what we heard. Nobody takes the time to read, define, print, or anything. Whatever we are served, we eat. We don't even ask what the mystery meat is. We just take people's word for it, all right? We just take people's word that it's chicken, all right? This is why we have a celebrity in chief in the White House right now. Donald Trump is the king of feeding you what he wants to feed you. He keeps it quite simple and has you believing that fake news is the truth and the truth is fake news because he knows nobody is going to do any real research to what he says. Nobody is going to do any fact-checking. And the outlets that do fact-checking, all Trump has to do is say those people are lying and people will believe it, okay? If they even hear it at all. And that's my issue. We live in this so-called information age, but when the facts of a situation are presented, when the truth is presented, nobody hears it. It all falls on deaf ears. Case in point, what this woman had to say about Pete Buttigieg being gay. Listen to this part.
How come this has never been brought out before?
Say, play that one more time.
How come this has never been brought out before?
How come this has never been brought out before? She claims she never heard it. Pete Buttigieg announced his candidacy for president in April 2019. So it hasn't even been a year yet since he's been running. But if it's two things we know about Pete Buttigieg, it's that his last name at first is very hard to pronounce. And number two, he's gay. Okay? You know how we know he's gay? Because it comes up all the time. You don't believe me? Roll the tape.
If you end up going head-to-head with Donald Trump, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind, given Donald Trump's history, that the campaign will get homophobic in some way. How are you going to deal with that?
You know, I'm kind of used to that by now. I'm from Indiana. I'm gay as a, I don't know, think I'm really gay. That's how gay I am. And so, you know, bullying, I'm used to bullying. You know, when Chasten and I started dating and eventually got married in South Bend, we weren't exactly sure how the idea of the first ever male first gentleman, let alone same-sex one, would be received in town.
Mm-hmm. And as somebody very much enjoying the first year of married life, I would say freedom is what's at stake in the idea of whether a county clerk gets to tell you who you ought to marry. Mm-hmm. The best thing in my life, my marriage, the thing that made it possible for me to get through the loss of my father this year, this man who lifted up not just me,
man,
but Dad and Mom through those last awful days.
So when I came out, it was actually the middle of the election campaign, and I had just kind of had enough. I'd been overseas in Afghanistan. I realized you only get to live one life, and I knew that, you know, I wanted to start dating and have a life like everybody else.
So you weren't even dating because you didn't want anybody
to know? No, because if you're a sitting mayor and you're not out, like, it's not like you can, you know, you're going to get spotted. And I didn't want to live a life that was kind of in hiding either.
You may be religious and you may not. But if you are, and you are also queer, and you have come through
queer.
The other side of a period of wishing that you weren't, then you know that that message, that this idea that there is something wrong with you, is a message that puts you at war not only with yourself, but with your maker. And speaking only for myself, I can tell you that if me being gay was a choice, it was a choice that was made far, far above my pay grade.
Y'all got to keep going? This can keep going on and on and on and on and on and on. If you didn't know Pete Buttigieg was gay, that's your fault. But what does it matter? If he speaks to you in your interest, does it matter who he's sleeping with? Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give this unidentified white woman in South Bend, Indiana, the biggest e-haw.
All right. Well, what? Thank you for that donkey today.
I'm going to just stare at drum.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why are you staring at him licking your lips? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Why are you staring at each other, looking at each other?
What
like
do
that?
I want right now, drum?
Whoa.
What do I want right now?
What does he want?
What's going on?
What did we just talk about,
what kind
drum?
Of game is this?
What did I just talk about for 5 minutes?
What does Charlamagne want right now when he licks his lips sucking on that straw?
What is the most obvious drop we have in there right now that applies to this situation?
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Oh, God. That's one of them, but no.
What's happening here?
Whispering is here.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Here we go. You got
it's
it.
A great show.
You
said it was gay, so what?
You know what, Trump?
It's kind of lost the...
Ever since all that Latino representation was at the Super Bowl, you have not been the same. You've been feeling yourself.
Yeah. That kind of lost the luster.
You want to try another drop or you done?
Mm-mm.
Finish or you done?
That was the one.
Oh.
That was obvious. That was a layup drum. You're blowing this like Joe Biden. Come on.
It's my fault.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Yes, it's Mark calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Mark, what up from the 757? What's your question for Ye?
Yes, so my question for you is, you know, I'm on and off with my fiance. It's been about 5 years now. And my main question is, how do you know when a woman is completely done? I mean, I stepped out, you know, I did a couple different things, and I feel like she's completely shut down at this point. We're barely having sex. So how do I know when to just call it quits and move forward?
Man, so you cheated on your fiance. She's still with you, correct. But she don't seem like she's really involved in the relationship.
Yeah, she just don't seem like she all the way there right now.
But you know, can you understand why?
I can understand why, but I mean, how do I know? You know, I've been doing everything on my end to try to fix everything. I mean, I've been taking her out, you know, staying in the house every day, trying to do everything on my end, and I just feel like she's shut down, you know?
She's
not giving me a fair chance.
How long has it been?
I want to say the last situation we had was around last year, and I mean, it's been a whole year of me trying to do everything, and I just feel right now I'm just running myself empty. No, I just feel like I'm jogging a place.
Man, but you got to understand the hurt that she went through. You said you stepped out a few times.
Yeah, I can understand. But I mean, you know.
It's a lot of time and effort you have to put in if you want to get things back on track. It's not going to happen in a year.
I mean, so how much time do it usually take? I mean, it's a whole year, you know, me giving my all. I mean,
listen,
I want to just call it quits.
She's been giving her all this time, right?
That's correct.
And you've been stepping out on her anyway. The fact that... Are you guys still engaged?
Yeah, we're still engaged right now. You know, we're trying to work through everything.
Well, the fact that she hasn't left you and you guys are still engaged means she hasn't completely given up on you. But I think that you have to understand how much work, and I mean, like, this could potentially take years of work for you to do, because it's hard to say this guy stepped out on me last year, but we still getting married. How do I know you're not going to do it again? And you didn't just do it once. You did it a few times, and she knows that you did it a few times, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you have to think about how all the time she has to think about this in her head. You know how hard it is for us to not be able to trust you?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, in conclusion, I mean, should I keep trying and, you know,
do you want to be with her?
Or should I just... I mean, I do, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to hold her back and I don't want to hold myself back, so, you know.
Do you want to be with her? Are you going to cheat again? Do you want to marry this woman?
I do want to marry this woman.
Okay, so you shouldn't even be questioning this then. All this means is, and let me tell you, this happens all the time. I actually know someone who's engaged now, and he cheated on his woman, and it really took him, she left him, and it really took him 3 years to even get her back. The fact that she hasn't even left the house and that you guys are still engaged is amazing. And it's a true testament to the fact that she is trying to work on it. But that means you have to go above and beyond.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm going to do then, go above and beyond. I definitely appreciate that. I needed to hear that this morning.
Yeah, you know, you can't act like she should just take you back and be good after a year. It doesn't work that way.
Definitely. So, you know what I'm going to do, Yee? I'm going to go ahead and put in that work, like you said, and just go above and beyond. I'm going to give it 6 more months, you know, and see how...
Oh, my God. 6 more months? No, you're going to give it as long as it takes.
All right. I do that for you, Yee.
For Yee?
Oh, my God. All right. Good luck, man.
I appreciate it.
You know how long it takes to get a woman back when she's mad at you and, you know, messed up.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee. Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Eric.
Eric, what's up, man? What's your question for Yee?
First of all, man, I want to say thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all every morning. I listen to y'all every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hold on. My question is, why do women go on dates with guys clearly they have no interest in being with for a free meal or fun?
So you say, why do women go on dates with guys we don't want to be with for a free meal?
Yeah, they just go just to get out of the house, you know, knowing they got no interest in, knowing they got no, can't think of it, but they got basically no interest in the guy.
Well, what happened to you, Eric, that you're asking this question?
I see it all the time on Instagram, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Women just want to get out of the house.
Okay.
Ask guys who want to take me out. Like, how you ask people who want to take you out?
I mean, well, here's the thing, right? I think, first of all, you don't know if you have interest in a person until you do go out with them. So your intention might be, well, you know, let me just go and see. It's called dating.
Yeah.
You know, so, and for guys, we could look at it the other way, too. Like, why do y'all just ask us out to try to smash and don't have no interest in being in a relationship?
No, don't try to flip it around now.
I'm just saying people have what you might think are intentions. And I think, you know, some of the best relationships start with a free meal.
You know what? Can I give a shout out?
Don't you like to eat, too?
Yeah, but...
When do you like somebody to take you out to eat?
They have it one time. A chick pays for my meal one time.
Didn't you feel good?
I had to pay for it still.
Oh, that's a good scheme. Y'all hear that, ladies? No, but I will say this. If a guy is willing to pay for you to go out and take you to eat a meal, he should not expect anything in return. If somebody's like, come on, let's go out, I'm going to take you out to eat, and he does that, that does not mean a woman owes you anything more than that. So y'all have to get that out your head, too. If you're willing to take a woman out for a meal, just expect only that. Now, if something else happens, you know, great.
Yeah, always great. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I feel what you're saying, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You keep tricking, all right, Eric?
I give a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's all my boys down in Miami, man. Shout out to Dead Diggy, man. Y'all check out The Best Volume 3.
All right, man, have a good one, bro. All right, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and of course, for Black History Month, there's a lot of special things happening, and we'll tell you what movie you can see for free.
All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. It's just in.
Oh,
all the gossip. Gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, if you have not seen the movie Harriet yet, you have up until, well, February 11th, they're going to be doing free screenings of Harriet at select Regal Theater. So if you go on their website, you can reserve your ticket there. It's going to be in 50 different locations.
I have not seen it. Is it out on, like, any streaming services?
Actually, I watched it on the plane because y'all know I watch every movie on the plane.
Oh, okay.
You know, I felt like Envy. I was crying on the plane and everything. But, yeah, so if you had the opportunity to go see it in the theater, I wish I would have seen it in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see it on the plane.
I still like the movie-going experience, but I think that's because I like snacks.
I haven't been to an actual theater. I can't even remember the last time. I need to get out and make that happen. All right, now let's discuss Meg Thee Stallion. She is denying these rumors that she's dating G-Eazy because they were pictured together on social media. She said, LOL, all right now, y'all got y'all jokes out, but I am not effing G-Eazy. Now, somebody asked, so why was he sucking the makeup off your right cheek like that, hottie? And she said, he liked Fenty, and that was her response. Now, another person who has weighed in on this, interestingly enough, is Chet Hanks. He posted on his social media that both he and G-Eazy like thick women.
We don't want no MAGA gal. We want them gal thick and firm up.
He don't want no MAGA guy. He want them chicks thick and firm up. Drop on the clues bombs for Chet Hanks. How did the Caribbean community feel about his patois? I don't know. I haven't spoken to anybody.
I heard somebody say, enough already.
He does way better than Charlamagne, though.
Yes, he does do way better than Charlamagne. But it is, you know, okay. It's funny.
But he does better than Drake, too.
He sure does.
And Safari.
Yeah, but so they can't be that bad, then.
All right, now let's talk about this whole controversy. I was trying to figure all this out, so I'm going to piece it together for you guys, right? And this is all over Quality Control's Million Dollar Bowl, all right? Mm-hmm. Super Bowl weekend. They were doing this huge event, and I guess a lot of strippers were hired. It's kind of like a strip-a-thon. And Q from Quality Control posted, to all the dancers that was at the party last night, please understand that we don't own clubs or venues. We don't control or make the rules of how many girls dance, who split or pay out, how much money gets stolen. I personally know a lot of money was thrown between our camp, and you all know this. We don't do contracts with dancers. Sorry for any confusion that went on, but that's out of our control. We will get better control next time we do this fun event. And here's what Cardi had to say about this whole million-dollar bowl.
QC partners up with promoters, so QC don't really got too much control of how many strippers are going to work in a place, how the money is going to get split. Now, maybe there was a lot of strippers to split the money because girls couldn't pick up the money because all the money was going to get split between all of them. But my thing too, if you're a stripper, your responsibility is to be there looking while the is counting the money. And then what is up too about it, right, is that a lot of customers were stealing money from the floor.
Listen, drop on the clue bombs for Cardi B. All right, Cardi gave the stripper state of the union.
Now,
Cardi is your president. Listen to her. She told you what the legislation is.
In addition to this, right, somebody posted, I guess, the contract that the dancers had to have with the club. So they absolutely cannot pick up money. Absolutely no nudity. Money can only be picked up by club employees.
No nudity.
Yeah, the girls are not paid from that money. It says all go-go dancers are paid a fee and no exit will be blocked at any time. So I guess the women were just paid a flat fee.
They didn't read the instructions in the contract, huh?
Yeah, so they had to sign, I guess, this contract in order to be there. And so it's something that they agreed to, but I guess I don't know why they would agree to this. Now, Cardi goes on to explain some more about how much money she threw and what was really going down.
Me and Offset spent $50,000. P spent $120,000. Quavo spent $50,000. I know the City Girls got a box. Diddy got a box. Little Baby spent a lot of money, too.
This is crazy.
And I saw Gervonta Davis throwing money.
But you know what? There was a guy there that was stealing money.
I seen a lot of people stealing money.
Listen.
Y'all don't laugh at me, dog. Bitch, it was too much money in there. Boy, I had to do what the I had to do.
He's pulling money out of his crotch, out of socks.
Listen, Cardi B for president, okay? Cardi B and her stripper state of the union, she told you what her party has done for the stripper government.
Now,
okay?
Cardi also commented on people stealing money as well. Hold on. You got this.
Nope.
as right after it.
So I also heard that about $200,000 were stolen from customers. And my is that it's like, if you a bitch and you was gonna steal money from the floor, if you ugly as hell and you couldn't work, go get your cousin to work instead of stealing money. And if you a and you got on the floor to steal money off these girls, a lot of these strippers are moms. You automatically, to me, have a or your is little like a. So it's just like, matter of fact, you got a clitoris.
That was an amazing State of the Union. Drop one of those bombs for Cardi B.
Listen, Cardi got it. Stand up and speak for these women because she can relate to it because of her past as being a stripper. So she completely understands the rules.
I respect it, Cardi. I respect the fact that your party gives out so much money, that in your country is so much money going around that people can steal it.
It's the 10 strip commandments.
Well,
that is your rumor report.
Amazing State of the Union that was.
Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Now, it's Black History Month.
Absolutely. And today, we are honoring a Black History Month legend. It's actually his born day today. He goes by the name of Bobby Brown. And Bobby needs to get his flowers, not just because it's his born day, but simply because, yes, he is one of the greatest R&B stars of all time. Long before the Ushers and Chris Browns of the world, it was Bobby Brown. Okay? And you know why else he should get his flowers? Because Bobby is a survivor. Things have happened in Bobby's life that would have killed... drove the average person crazy. So I want to honor Bobby as a Black History Month legend today. And he actually had something to say about Black History Month. Let's hear it.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
Black History Month, we need like the whole year.
We need a
Black History
month.
Year. How about Black History Year for 1 year?
Yeah.
Out of every 2 years.
Where do you,
1 year, Black History Year.
All right.
Boom. And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
All right, salute Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown, baby.
Legend.
Right. When we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
Yes, man. Today's positive note comes from a Black history legend. Her name is Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou says, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude about it.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.